ZIZX218. Morning.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning with this cold weather? Over here it's about 7. That's all it is here.
Well, I got that beat. I'm 6 here. Over.
Well, you're doing better than I do. 7 here, so in the car, that's what it's saying. I'm traveling 45 miles an hour.
Roger that. Correction, it jumped to 7. I'm 7-2. We're staying warm. Everything's good. Over.
Yeah, that's what you gotta do. Stay warm. Not tomorrow, probably in the morning, it's the same thing. But in the evening, probably in the afternoon or something like that, it's going to be about 30-degree weather. Roger?
Yeah, tomorrow's last day of it, I think, and then we'll go back to, like, freezing.
Well, I'm driving. I got to go grocery shopping. And from there, I got to go to shopping, clothes shopping a little bit. And come back home. That's about it. Not too much going on. Roger.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, I got to get out too and do a little bit of shopping myself, Jack. But, got a good heater in that Jeep. I'll let her warm up. We're gone.
Oh, I had to do it, turn the car on, let it warm for like 10, 15 minutes. Roger.
Roger that. Yeah, I usually let that remote starter run off. 20 minutes it'll go. And it's usually pretty ready to go. It's heated up. Very warm.
Yeah. You didn't hear Bob yesterday at all, huh?
No. Nope, not a peep from up there. Something must be wrong with the way it's connected to the MIA, I guess. I don't know if it's working standalone up there, maybe, but... I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. Over.
Yeah, you know, nobody go out there in that cold weather. Nobody will go out there. Bob knows that, too.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, you sound okay on Detroit repeater for, you know, being in your mobile. Just a couple scratch in the background, but, until they get up on Mount Clemens and take care of that one when it warms up.
Yeah, you're right about that. Sean was out there but last Saturday. He said he got a lot of work to do in the summer. So he might need a hand. I'm probably going to help him out too. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I don't know, all my coax seems good. No squirrels messed with it. My coax is protected on that harvest anyway, pumping that tube, you know what I'm saying? So I'm good there. But I'm on the Yagi right now, and it seems to be working fine with all the leaves gone now and everything, so I'll stay on that for a while, over.
Stay on the Yagi and see what's happening out there. You get any 600 working right now or no?
Every now and then somebody came in on it, but it's pretty quiet, you know, like it always is for the most part.
So that mean none of Ohio people on it at all? Or, you know, to lead on either?
Negative. No, I ain't heard any traffic from far away.
They should be able to reach you because you're down there. You're not far from them. Roger.
Path to Detroit. They come across Lake Erie, Cleveland and that, yeah. But I haven't heard nothing. I leave it on pretty much.
Yeah, I haven't heard nothing either. You got a couple of crackling on your side too, right now. I don't know why, but it did before, no. But now, maybe because I turned on Big Beaver, that's why.
Copy that. Copy that. But, yeah, I need to get my butt going and get out here and do a few things myself today, even though it's cold. We'll be fine.
All right, Randall. You take care and have a good day. We'll talk again. WIUG 48.
Copy that, Jack. All right, talk to you later. WRZX 218. We are clear and standing by.